Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Wintertime crawls while summer speeds by. Plans are already underway for the back-to-school bash at Knoxville High School. What's it all about? Let's go in depth with Cassie Pearson, superintendent of Knoxville Schools, and Brandon Nemers, director of the Knoxville Recreation Center. It's hard to believe, but we've already got to start thinking about getting back to school, don't we?
We do. It'll be right around the corner.
It's amazing how that happens. Look forward to summer and then boom, it's gone.
It is. I've had the opportunity to talk to a few students over the summer, and then the last 2 weeks I've had several that have said they're ready to come back. So I think we better make sure we're all prepared and ready for them. And we're doing a lot of work over the summer in our buildings. And I know teachers will be ready to come back. And on August 2nd, we're going to have our big back to school bash, and that should kick off our on-site registration. And just a few weeks later, on August 24th, the kids will be back in school full time.
And it's not just like all of a sudden everything comes together and the doors open and everything's fine. There's got to be some preparation.
Definitely. We have a fantastic crew of custodians and maintenance workers that truly, from the day kids get out of school on June 2nd all the way up till August 24th, will be really working hard to update things and clean things and, just really get it ready so the facilities are in great shape. And teachers, of course, even though technically they have the summer off, most all of them are doing preparatory work and looking at new activities and making new plans. And quite a few have been in their classrooms as well and will be at the beginning of August. So all of our staff pretty much, even though they technically might have the summer off, really work.
Absolutely. And you're having a back-to-school bash. You've got a lot of partners, and Brandon, the Rec Center is one of the partners. Why are you involved with this?
Well, Cassie came together with a bunch of community leaders here and invited us all to attend the back-to-school bash here. We've been meeting on this for a couple months now. It's going to be kind of a one-stop shop, we're calling it. We'll be taking registration for our fall soccer and our flag football. But there are many participants that will be there and available. We're hoping, everybody can kind of knock out their fall registration stuff in one stop there.
And the Rec Center being involved is a natural because, the old platonic, ideal, the body and mind together work best, right?
Yeah. Cassie's done a great job of reaching out to us and including us in many things. We've got a great partnership going with the school district right now, obviously with the tennis court project as well. But, we're great. We're grateful to be a part of this, and I think it'll help us out here in the fall as well.
Well, it looks like there's some things on the list of other participants that are coming. Some of them are things related to what the kids need to do, like with vaccinations, et cetera. And other things are other kinds of, and there's learning opportunities, and then there's opportunities for engagement for the kids. Can you tell us about some of the different partners coming together?
Sure. As we developed the idea of Back to School Bash and that one-stop shop, we really wanted to reach out and include as many different opportunities as we could. So it naturally, we thought about the Rec Center, the Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, Freedom for Youth offers a tutoring program for middle school students, the public library, and all of the services that they provide to both our students and our families. And then looking at things like the vaccinations and athletic physicals that kids need, making sure that they're getting their well child checks. So we will have Marion County Public Health, the Knoxville Hospitals and Clinics, and the Pella Regional Center all there to help families can choose then, which services that they might want to schedule or be seen for. And along with that, then we also looked at our partners in our community that help with safety. So the police department's going to be there as well. They've done a great job of helping with the bicycle helmets and making sure that our kids and our families know how to be safe. And just, again, having kids recognize our police officers and feel comfortable around them. So tried to make it quite a variety of people who will be coming in. After we got started, a few groups reached out to us as well that had heard about what we were doing. Very thankful. The Methodist Church is going to be there several years now. They have handed out backpacks and shoes and school supplies to kids and wanted to know if they could be a part of this day and make it a little more convenient for the families that they serve. So they will be there as well. Helping Hands will be there. ISU Extension is going to be there. And the Hybe Dietitian. We will also have some snacks and water. Angie Mitchell is our school nurse, and Julie Miller is our food service director. They're going to be working with Miss Mary Strawberry. Have a few snacks and goodies for the kids that day. And I think there's going to be other organizations that will have some activities and fun things. Integrative Counseling is going to be making some little craft things. And I think the police department and Impact had talked about doing some activities with kids that day as well.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Cassie Pearson and Brandon Nemers about the Back to School Bash at Knoxville High School.
Brandon, they can also learn about the many programs that you offer just with respect to membership, but then also everything you got planned for all year long.
Yeah, that'll be a good kickoff. We'll be putting on our new program guide for the year, which is a year-long program guide. So we'll be able to hit those families as well during that time. But I just can't say enough about getting all of us on the same page. I think is great. Like I said, Cassie's done a good job of including all of us, and I've been here close to 10 years now, and this is the most community organized I've felt and on the same page. So this will be a good event. Hopefully people come out there, and there's a pretty good time frame there of 12:30 to 8 p.m., so you should be able to find some time to come and see us and take care of everything and all in one day. So,
and we're really excited, too, because one of the things we've been talking about is finding ways to make things convenient for our families. We know their schedules are really busy. A lot of people are active and involved in many different organizations. So if we can provide single opportunities for them to see everybody at once, we thought that might be a great thing. Along with that, many of these organizations also have online registrations. I know Brandon with the Parks and Rec, they can sign up at a variety of ways for those programs and for the school too. So our families could go online and get school registration taken care of ahead of this day if they want to do that. If they aren't able to, or they really have many things that they want to register for at the same time, we feel the Back to School Bash is just going to be a great opportunity for them.
And if you need a little bit of help with registration.
Definitely. And we will have our computers set up on site so people can actually come that day and get on one of our computers and register. They can also drop off paperwork. We can help them pay fees. They can go through the process for their application for free and reduced lunch if that's something that they may qualify for. And we highly encourage all of our families. If you think you may qualify, we would love to have you fill out that paperwork. It really helps us on multiple fronts. We get additional federal funding for reading programs and math programs based on the number of students that qualify and receive free and reduced lunch. So we really hope that people will consider filling those papers out. And it's not a challenging process. And Julie is here to work with them through that whole thing. So they'll have the opportunity to get everything done that they possibly need to as far as school is concerned.
Well, and you've told me there are lots of families in the community that qualify that don't apply.
We do believe that, yes. As we look at some of the studies that Marion County has done regarding household incomes and services in the area that others are tapping into, we don't feel our percentage of free and reduced lunch applications are as high as what they possibly should be. And so we really encourage people to take a look at the guidelines. There are guidelines out there that say exactly what the income level is based on the number living in the household. They don't have to be blood relatives or, any specific group of people, but it's anyone who's living in the household qualifies to be incorporated in that number.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Cassie Pearson and Brandon Nemers about the Back to School Bash at Knoxville High School.
Is there any chance that maybe if not for this year, but for next year, an organization decides that they want to get involved? Is there options for that?
We're hoping this is the first of many. There might be even some other times during the school year where we can, again, organize a group of people or a group of organizations to put on something collaboratively. So look for more opportunities yet even this fall, this winter, and then the spring. And if we have any organizations that would be interested in next year's Back to School Bash, we would love to talk with them. We're going to be hosting this at the high school, again, on August 2nd. Come out, see what our inaugural event looks like, and we're hoping every year we'll just be able to make it better.
And is it in the high school commons, I presume? Are you going into the gym? Or?
Well, yes, it will be in the high school commons. Our gym floor is getting refinished,
oh, okay.
And this year's a unique year. We are going to be taking the gym floor all the way down to the base, so we needed an extra week to schedule that. Normally, registration could easily go into the gym as well. So in future years, we would have opportunities for more organizations. This year, we'll be using the commons. If the weather's beautiful, I think we might have some activities right outside the front door, and then going into the media center as well.
Well, you know, I love getting information online, but sometimes if you go online, you're looking for something in particular. Now, what I like the best, though, is when you get a chance to actually see some more options, something you might not have thought about, and you can actually wander around and talk to people and then engage. And so I can talk to Brandon about the programs, or I can talk, or, you know, maybe a kid sees the Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts and they've maybe never thought about it before, but this provides them the option to just go and chat.
I think that's the beauty of it, is I think there's some people in the community that probably don't know that these options are out there and that these organizations exist. So they don't have time to do the school registration online, and they think, well, hey, I need to go and talk to the school nurse, and all of a sudden they might say, well, I didn't realize that ISU Extension offers these programs, or the rec center, or the police department, you know, is engaged this way. So it'll be a great event. We'll just keep building on it year after year and making it better every year.
Well, and public health does so much for the community, and I don't know all of their programs. I guess I better stop by their booth.
Yes, and they would love to talk to you. I think that is one of the things I have learned so much about, just helping to coordinate some of these events. The opportunities that we have in our community and the services that people are providing are amazing. And again, trying to figure out the best way to communicate that and truly have a time where people can get to know others in the organizations and learn in a nice welcoming fashion all the different things that they would have available to them.
Okay, and it's the Back to School Bash. And when is it? What's the date and time?
August 2nd from 12:30 to 8 p.m. over at the Knoxville High School, right there in the Commons area.
And that is a Wednesday. Earlier that day, any children, I believe birth all the way through age 21, can go to our high school commons right there at 11:30, and that is our food youth initiative. And so the summer food program, they can come and eat a meal for free, which has been just a fabulous program this summer. In the first 3-week session, they fed over 1,600 children, which almost doubled what they had fed kids all last summer. On July 24th, is the next round of that summer food program, and they will be serving food right before our Back to School Bash. So if people want to come a little early, they can come at 11:30 there, and their kids can get a wonderful home-cooked meal, and then they can stick around for registration and all of the other activities that they can participate in and other organizations that they could sign up and register for as well at 12:30.
Well, it sounds educational and fun.
Absolutely.
We are hoping for a great crowd that day. We're hoping weather cooperates as well. And one other thing that we would like all of the school families to know is if you register your children by the end of the Back to School Bash, either online or at the event, you get a $5 per student discount on your registration, on your textbook fees and software fees. So it's a great money savings opportunity too if you get in and you do that early bird registration. So that will go through the Back to School Bash, and then starting on August 3rd, those will go back to full price.
Thanks to Cassie Pearson and Brandon Nemers for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.